This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, be average. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on RIB English Radio. And obviously the title is Be Average. And, you know, in a sense, depending on where you've grown up, you might think, oh, that this does not sound nice. Be average, you know, and obviously more in the, let's say, in the West or more amongst non-Muslims, obviously there is the idea to sort of not really be aspiring to be average, but we're supposed to be unique and special and the best at whatever it is, and the leaders and all these things. And, you know, those are not necessarily Islamic values, though some of that creeps into the way we think and even into our lifestyles, for sure. So there's a very special, famous martyr, Eminence the Sayyid, who, for example, was always concerned with the welfare of people. And this idea of being average, in a sense, is something that he referred to himself. So he would say, for example, that if he were not able to be like the unfortunate, so like the really poor people, the very deprived people, what he could do, at least, is to be like the average. So in his life, in his clothes, in his food. And obviously this also reminds us and harks back to, you know, obviously the lifestyles of, for sure, other martyrs and the lifestyles of our prophets, the lifestyles of our imams. And I always, when I hear this particular thing of, you know, being average, being very humble, I immediately, maybe you have similar thoughts, other thoughts, I always think immediately of Imam Ali and what a humble life he led, though, of course, he could have, in theory, had access to the greatest wealth. He was the greatest warrior. He was the, let's say, the initiator, the founder of Arabic grammar. He was a philosopher. He was a metaphysician and everything. And yet, he led a life, we could probably even say, even below average in terms of his lifestyle. But obviously, this is something that matters to our martyrs. Welcome back. This is A to Z and RIB English Radio. And so I'm talking about being average, and being average is, you know, something we actually can aspire to, even though you might think it's a little bit of a paradox. How can we aspire? To aspire is to sort of look up, to reach higher to some lofty goal. And then you would think, well, being average, isn't that below that? But, you know, actually being average as a Muslim means that we've really reached this understanding where we are humble. And we don't want to appear better, superior to anyone else, be it in, let's say, our wealth, sort of appearance, or let's say in a display or demonstration of our knowledge. And obviously some of these people who are extremely humble, and I've mentioned Imam Ali and everything he did, and obviously in his display of knowledge probably too, and I've just mentioned His Eminence the Sayyid. Even if a person is extremely knowledgeable, and we could, for example, also take the example of Imam Khomeini, they are the most concerned to sort of not be boastful, to not appear as if they know more than us, more than the other person, more than another expert, more than another scholar. And of course, in the, for example, in the life of the Sayyid, he could have bought the best cars, the best houses, but obviously he didn't. He wanted to be the average. And he also taught this to his family. So he expected the same thing from the children. And that obviously is something we can think about in our lives. Because to some extent, obviously, when our children are going about their lives at work or at uni or just in the street mixing with everyone, people also see their parents and the rest of the family in our children. So that if they see that, for example, our children are hugely ostentatious and driving the most expensive car, they might think, Well, what do their parents teach them? But, you know, this is another thing we should just remember when we're raising our children, that inshallah we can also instill this idea of humility and also modesty, inshallah. So inshallah you've gained some extra reminders or thoughts from today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.